But while the vague and confusing news reports were pouring in, the diabolical forces which man had started and could not stop were beginning their odious march toward domination of the entire planet. Case in point. In Southern California, Air Force officials had no idea that a routine test flight would turn into a nightmare.
TVC-15, this is Control. You are cleared to return to base. Over.
Roger, Control. Stand by. Wait. Bogey's fired at 2 o'clock.
Roger, TVC-15. We confirm the sighting. We have it on the screen here. Over.
I'm going after it.
We're sending help for you, TVC-15. Scramble, 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 scramble.
Over easy on that help control. It's giving away too fast. I can't keep up with it.
Are you still able to see it? TVC-15, come in, please.
Wait, it's coming back. It's headed towards me.
TVC-15, we're having a little bit of trouble. Can you describe this object, please? TVC-15.
You're not going to believe this, Control, but it's big with two big wings. And it looks like a long nose. It's coming back again. Oh, my. We're having communication problems. It's an elephant.
Breaking up is hard to do, but you know, the real world is cold and hard, not soft and padded like where I am, so hang in there, Patty, because you've got a friend in Drew Mello. I really enjoy receiving and reading letters from all of you out there, but I do wish you could be more explicit, you know, so I won't have to make it up as I go along, okay? Yeah. Wow. You know, I've gotten some really strange phone calls tonight. Something about the power going off and the new stars in the sky. Well, I guess it's about time. The old ones have been there a while. I'll be right back.
For the past 5 years, there has been an unknown federal agent that goes everywhere that I go. And this federal agent's sole job is to ridicule me and make out to be an absurdity the claim that I make about the brain ray machine. I would welcome being arrested as a mental case. I would be represented by a lawyer, which the American Constitution guarantees that I shall have in court. My lawyer would have two doctors and a pharmacist admit the truth about the glaucoma incident. Should I prove one claim to be true, then all claims concerning the miracles-performing brainray machine can be true.
Wow, man, I'm really sorry about that. You know, I'm feeling some strange vibes around here, too. Gonna have to pause and get my serenity back. What?
What happened to the lights?
Is this thing working? This is. Here's some more music.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a fool.
Hey, what's going on here?
The whole building's moving. Oh, man.
Your attention, please. We are discontinuing normal programming to keep you informed on what must be the most incredible event in human history. Earth has been invaded by beings from another world. Repeat, Earth is being invaded by aliens. The Moscow-Washington hotline was very busy this morning as the superpower suspected an invasion from the other side, but those suspicions dissolved as sketchy details of catastrophic explosions and blinding lights began trickling out of the Soviet Union. In this country, reports of the aliens kidnapping people. Hold on, this just in California, an Air Force fighter was destroyed in a fiery crash just a few minutes ago. Sources say the pilot reported seeing what he described as a huge flying elephant just before the crash. All over the country, the aliens have control of cities, power plants, and all vital services. And this report, Florida and California have been completely taken over as their domination spread throughout the world. No one has yet lived to tell us what they look like, but I don't believe it. Attention, everyone. The aliens have somehow communicated with the United Nations and have announced that they will appear before the General Assembly very soon now.
copies ready.
Okay. In New York, our UN correspondent, Tommy Riviera, is standing by. Tommy, can you hear me?
Ed, I'm here at the UN General Assembly, where the nations of our planet are waiting to hear the invaders' demands. At last, we are expected to be able to see the aliens. Wait! There's something. Their leader is said to be about to come before the assembly. What? Ed!
Yes?
It's Mickey Mouse. Oh, my. They aren't spacemen.
What?
Ed, I'm not kidding. Mickey Mouse and Donald and all my favorite Disney characters are responsible for this takeover. Oh, thank you. I've just been handed this what looks like a program by a young girl wearing nothing but a Mickey Mouse cap and a machine gun. It looks as if hundreds of young mouse gorillas, heavily armed, have surrounded the building. And looks now like approaching the podium is Isidore Whiplash, who is the spokesperson for the ruling government. Let's listen.
Nothing can stop us now. Your weapons and ticket books are useless against us. People of Earth, listen up! There's going to be some changes made now. One, we control the world supply of flubber. Two, no more disco. Three, free Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Four, equal rights for fucking animals.
I could go on and on and on.
While the spokesperson continues, let us go now to Washington, D.C., where the president is having a hastily arranged press conference. And our reporter, Amy Nitrate.
Go. This is Amy Nitrate at the White House, where the president is answering questions amid reports that the new Mickey Mouse government has appointed Fred McMurray as military governor of the Americas.
I don't think so. I'll still be president, and sure will take a lot of pressure off me. I'll just report to Fred McMurray every 30 days, and that's it. It'll give me a chance to finally get down to some really serious racquetball.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, the president has finished this session, and let's go back to New York.
Amy, the revolution has been carried out with incredible precision. They've done just about everything except thaw out Walt himself. And now, I believe King Mickey I is preparing to address the world. Yes, there he is.
There it was, the beginning of the end. Mickey and his gang ruled the world with an iron hand. The people fought back. A long struggle ensued, and the new masters of the globe panicked and unleashed their doomsday machine, the Mouska Bomb. Suddenly, the unthinkable was very, very thinkable. Universal destruction, devastation. Boy, was it gross. But what about our old friend, Drew Mello? Well, he wandered around in a daze for a few hours, as usual, before going home. But this time, when he got there, home wasn't. Then he really got suspicious. So he kept wandering and wandering. He learned to avoid Mickey's secret police, deployed to flush out the last humans on Earth from the ruins. After a few months, he joined a small resistance group that hid in the fire-gutted buildings that still stood. Then one day, after a scouting mission at the beach, Drew returned to tell the others an awesome discovery.
I found myself walking along the beach later that afternoon looking for shelter. Then I noticed some wrecked shrimp boats not far away, still smoldering in the firestorm. I saw several police robots stumbling and falling into the sea.
Hey, Drew, did you see a name on that boat, man?
I think it was the Santa Maria Colada.
That's my boat, man. Did you notice a funny smell while it was burning?
Yeah, smell like pot. You know, like I thought it was just my imagination once again, but it smelled like pot to me.
Then that's what destroys the enemy.
I know, but there's a whole warehouse full of it down the highway a few miles, man.
Won't we get spotted by Mickey's secret police?
It's our only choice. We'll split into two groups. Gus, you and Space Cadet team up. You two should get along just fine. You go on ahead. We'll follow a little ways behind, just in case one group is captured.
We followed the crumbling interstate roller coaster system under cover of darkness and arrived at the warehouse Gus talked about a few hours before dawn. Finally, we were going to put a lid on the Empire.
Open the door.
It's empty. There's nothing in here. Come on, you guys. We gotta find that pot. Don't just stand there like a bunch of. Oh, mama!
Close enough. Robats, to be exact. Really, not much different from Mickey or Donald or Goofy. I'm afraid they got carried away a bit, though. You're not an easy man to find, Drew.
Is there anyone else left?
No. But your time has come.
But what have I done?
It's not what you've done. It's what you are.
Now, have you told anybody else here, Ernest? The newspapers, for instance?
They wouldn't listen.
Of course they wouldn't. They want to cover it up. How about the networks? Would they listen?
None of them.
Sure, doesn't surprise me a bit. Does it surprise you?
Nothing surprises me anymore.
Me neither. Have you gone to see another doctor since this entire ordeal began?
They were closed.
Oh, really? Well, I know the feeling. Well, tell us, have you had any other side effects other than the obvious? I mean, the ones that you've already described.
I'm attracted to bug lights. I break for animals. I watch the Weather Channel. When I wake up, I always face north. My line always moves slowest. I'm never audited. Can you believe that? Cigarette smoke seeks me out. I often hear a high-pitched whine. I like the color brown. I'm always thirsty. But I rarely go to the bathroom. I carry a static charge. My eyes look red in photographs. I hate Joanne Worley. Dogs bark at me. Water fountains don't work. I hear insects chewing. I live on borrowed time.
Well, Paul, now we know how you got your name. And thank you for appearing on Prell Profiles. Allow me to present you with a special certificate in a handsome Papa Prell paperweight. Because if they don't believe you about the brain ray machine, they're definitely not going to believe you on the Prell show unless you show them this. Thank you for joining us, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Prell. Thank you very much. Please sign my petition, and God bless you all.
Well, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's installment of the Papa Prell show. Thank you for joining us, poor old Ernest, and friends at home. We hope you will join us again. Well, that's friends at home, not poor old Ernest. You've had your turn. We hope you'll join us again next week at this time for another exciting episode of the Papa Prell Show. Until next week, this is Papa Prell saying so long until next time again, and God bless. You did pretty good.